I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Don't forget, you can hear old War of the Roses or Dirty Works or anything else online at Z104.com. It's also where you can register to be on War of the Roses. That's what Candace did. Good morning, Candace.
Hey, everybody.
So you emailed us about your boyfriend, but that's not, we're not putting him to the test today, right?
Correct. We're doing it to his coworker.
To his coworker. Okay. So, first of all, the boyfriend's name is?
It's Finn.
Finn. Okay. And now, who's the person we're actually calling?
Rachel. She works with him.
Okay. So, now, why are we calling her today?
Well, it actually started a few weeks ago when I started noticing that she was putting little comments on his Instagram pics. And, you know, they started off pretty innocent, but as they went on, they got a little flirtier.
Okay, you said these comments were in your boyfriend's pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
So so then I decided to take a look at her Instagram, and it turns out he liked pretty much half of her pictures, and half of them are with Finn at work.
I see. And you are not comfortable with this.
No, not really. I mean, would you be okay if some guy you never met had his Instagram full of pictures of your girlfriend?
Well, I'm married, so first of all, I keep my girlfriend a secret. But no, yes, I see.
Oh my God. I'm kidding.
But no, I see your point, definitely.
So have you talked with your boyfriend about this? Like, have you said anything, you know, what's up with your coworker being obsessed with you or posting all these pics of you?
I mean, I mentioned it to him. I was like, does she think you're the only other person she works with? And, you know, he was just like, well, she's just addicted to Instagram, that's all. She takes pictures of crap all day.
Yeah,
but the only ones she keeps posting are of him.
So Finn doesn't think this is anything to worry about?
No, he says she's just friendly.
Okay, but there's a fine line between friendly and over-friendly, and you think maybe she's crossing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think she wants to cross it.
Yeah.
And despite what my boyfriend thinks, I know how girls are, and I can tell she wants more than friendship with him.
So either she's crazy obsessed with your boyfriend, or you're the crazy one for thinking she is. Mm-hmm. One of you is probably right here, so you want to put this girl to the test.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have her phone number?
Yeah, I got it from Finn. He told me if it really bothered me to just call her and talk to her about it. But, you know, I'd rather do this instead.
that's a very smart and petty move on your part. Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll have Ashley call her up. Ashley will pretend to be from Victoria's Secret. She's going to tell Rachel she won a free pantygram that she can send to anybody she wants. You're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. And question two, how certain are you that when we offer her these free pantygram, she's going to choose your boyfriend to send it to?
Well, I'm hoping she doesn't, actually. But if she does, she'll just be proving my point.
True. Okay. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Rachel, please.
Yeah, this is Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is because I noticed you have a ton of VS reward points with us, but you haven't used any of them yet, which means either you just keep forgetting to use them or you don't know about our rewards program because you're not getting our emails.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the second one. I didn't even know that you guys did rewards points.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was. So let me fill you in real quick. So we started a few years back giving out points every time you make a purchase with us. And every month we offer a different reward that you can cash in your points to get for free. And in fact, we have a really fun one this month that you can definitely get for free. Now, do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's called the VS Pantygram, and here's how it works. So have you ever sent someone like a postcard in the mail before that says, wish you were here or missing you, something like that?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so the way this works is you choose someone and we send them a real pair of lace panties in this little box, and they open the box and the panties are there with a little note attached from you. And you can literally put anything you want on the note, like thanks for last night or can't wait for this weekend, thinking about you right now.
Oh, cute. Okay, so I'm sending these to a guy then.
Guy or girl, I mean, whoever you want to send a sexy message to. But it's meant to be for someone you consider special, so it's definitely for flirting.
All right, and I can do this for free?
Yep, it's not going to cost you a thing. So do you want to give it a try?
Sure, why not?
Okay, great. So I just have a couple questions we need to fill out here. First of all, what color panties do you want to send? We have red, black, or pink?
Let's go with black.
Black. Okay, and who are we sending your pantygram to? I need a first and last name.
Okay, let's send it to Finn. It's spelled F-I-N-N. And his last name is
Finn. Okay. And what message would you like to put on the note that comes with it? It can say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. I guess just put, put break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
You know what? That just proves what a dirty skank you are. You actually knew he had a girlfriend and you did it anyways.
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
You're the only dirty skank on the phone right now, so yes.
Okay, well, sorry, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the company sending people underwear in the mail, so maybe judging your customers isn't such a cute idea.
No, hold on. I'm not the dirty skank.
Let me cut in here and clarify something here. Rachel, listen, this isn't Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. That other voice you heard, that wasn't us. That was Finn's girlfriend, Candace. She asked us to call you and put you to the test. She thought you were going after her boyfriend.
Yeah, and it looks like I was right.
Okay, well, I'm not going after anybody. So, you know, you just need to
whatever. You knew he had a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, the only reason I know that he has a girlfriend is because I have to hear about him complain about you all the time. So, you know, get your
lying. Stop. You already look stupid for going after somebody else's boyfriend and getting caught.
Okay, I'm not lying. Trust me. If you want my advice, sweetie, you should probably take better care of your man, because I know for a fact that there's at least one thing that you don't do for him that I would be happy to do this.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I guess Rachel must have hung up there, Candace. But I would say your hunch is definitely right.
I wonder what the thing is that she was referring to, the one thing.
Yeah.
Probably giving people herpes, that's my guess.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.